Lesson 8, Finding Meaning and Purpose in Life. In the previous lessons, we've discussed the idea that some of our stressors might be able to be reduced or eliminated by increasing awareness and altering perspective. However, there are many stressors that cannot be eliminated. The purpose of today's lesson is to strengthen and empower us to be better able to deal with those problems that we cannot change by becoming aware of our values, meaning, and purpose. And to explain how and why this makes a difference, we're going to follow the story of someone who personally used and studied this technique. In 1942, a prominent Jewish psychologist living in Vienna had a serious problem that he was powerless to change. Viktor Frankl was arrested and sent to a Nazi concentration camp. His pregnant wife, parents, and extended family were also arrested and sent to other camps. He immediately noticed that some prisoners gave up right away, while others continued to struggle and survive even long after they rightfully should have died, considering their malnourishment and sustained injuries. Because he had a mind trained in psychology, he couldn't help but ask why, and he quickly understood that it had a lot to do with attitude. He wrote, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Based on his own experience and the experiences of those around him, Frankl argues that we cannot avoid suffering, but we can choose how to cope with it, find meaning in it, and move forward with renewed purpose. He wrote, "Life has a meaning to the very last breath. The possibility of realizing values by the very attitude with which we face our destined suffering exists to the very last moment. He who has a why to live can bear with almost any how." Frankl's personal experiences gave him an opportunity to put his own theories to the ultimate test. While he was enduring the hardships of the concentration camps, Frankl's why to live was his family. He needed to survive so that he could be reunited with his wife and the other members of his family. He imagined his wife as a light in the darkness. He bolstered his attitude by actively looking for small joys like a sunrise, a bird singing, or the view of a farmhouse in the distance. When the horrors of the concentration camp finally ended in 1945, and he returned home to Vienna, he learned that his wife, his unborn child, and all his family members, except for one sister, were dead. His meaning was gone. But then he did something extraordinary. He found new meaning. His meaning became sharing the importance of meaning with the world. His book, Man's Search for Meaning, is considered to be one of the top 10 most influential books of all time. So, how do we find meaning? A quote from John Gardner, an American novelist, essayist, and university professor, helps clarify how we find meaning. He said, "Meaning is not something you stumble across, like the answer to a riddle or the prize in a treasure hunt. Meaning is something you build into your life. You build it out of your own past, out of your affection and loyalties, out of your own talent and understanding, out of the things you believe in, and out of the things and people you love, out of the values for which you are willing to sacrifice something. We get to choose how and where we find our meaning. We have values and priorities. We have things that bring joy and satisfaction. But sometimes we lose sight of these things. One way to increase our awareness of our values, meaning, and purpose is to create a values clarification chart. Take a piece of paper and divide it into four columns. In the first column, make a list of common values. These might be things like our family relationships, our friends and social relationships, career, education, health, spirituality, and so on. What are the things that matter to you? In the second column, rate how important each of these values is to you on a scale from 1 to 10. In the third column, write how much time, energy, and resources you are devoting to these values. You might find or think about some of the other places that you're spending time, maybe on watching television or surfing the internet or gaming, and think about how much time and resources you're spending on those activities. In the last column, subtract the number of the third column from the number in the second column. This shows the difference between what we value and the amount of time and resources we put into this value. You may find that there are things that you value but are neglecting. Look for those areas where there is a significant difference between the things that you value and the amount of time, energy, and resources you are devoting to those values. We can increase feelings of meaning and purpose in our lives by spending our time, energy, and resources on those things that we value most. I hope you have enjoyed this course on stress management, how to calm feelings of fear, anxiety, worry, and stress. If you would like additional resources to help deal with stress management, I invite you to visit the Hope for Healing website at hopeforhealingfoundation.org. There's also a link to my book, You Got This, An Action Plan to Calm Fear, Anxiety, Worry, and Stress. This book helps answer the questions, am I good enough? Why do people give up? Why do we compare ourselves to others? How do I stop worrying about my kids? How do I find meaning and purpose in my life? How do I forgive myself? How do I stop worrying about money? How do I get the help and support I need? And how do I find solutions to my problems? An official review from Online Book Club says, loved it. An impressively researched self-help guide with a 30-day plan to reduce anxiety and cope with stress, written in simple language. It is practical, concise, and well executed. Honestly, I have not read a self-help book that has impacted my life like this in a while. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by Dale Carnegie. He said, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy." Today, I invite you to take action to conquer your fears and replace them with confidence and courage. Thank you.